Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ram Nation, what is up? We are back with another edition of DNVR Rams Live. We are at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. I've got a phenomenal stadium swim backdrop. This place is incredible. Make sure you book your stay with that code DNVR20 to save 20% off your stay. Man, this was such an impressive team performance from CSU on a day where, let's be real, we were all kind of seeking a little bit of revenge. I mean, you lost a pair of tough games in which, you know, I said before, and I think at times people think I'm just trying to make excuses or whatever, but, you know, I think they played really well in both of those losses in the regular season. It just came down to Nevada hitting some absurd shots time and time again. And in this one, CSU was just the better team. They were the better all-around team in both halves. I really can't ask for much more than what we saw in this performance. I'm going to get into all of it. We're going to talk about the individual standouts. We're going to, you know, talk about some of the key takeaways, all of that fun stuff. I thought that the Rams came out with a chip on their shoulder. They played with an edge. You could tell this was a game that meant a lot to them. And honestly, it's the time of year if you're not up for the game. I would be a little bit concerned no matter who you're playing, but with Jared Lucas banking in a game-winning shot as time expires, flexing in front of the Moby crowd, like, this was one where you wanted to show up and you wanted to remind them that, you know, we maybe didn't have the performance that we wanted in the regular season conference slate, but we're a damn good team, and it feels really good to see CSU execute the way that they did on both sides of the floor. I thought they set the tone early, especially with great defense, really made it tough. And, you know, guys like Lucas, they're going to make some tough shots. Blackshear as well. Those are really good players. But Nevada could not get enough stops. I mean, they scored 45 points in that second half. They really, we couldn't stop them a ton in the second half either. But they weren't able to really make, outside of a little 8-0 run there at the beginning of the second half, they really weren't able to string together enough stops to make any real dent into the deficit. Really, really love what we saw. We're going to talk about all that. I don't know about you guys. I could use a Coors Light right now. I am running on no sleep, just none at all. And sometimes you just need to sit back and chill with an ice-cold Coors Light when you're trying to juggle work, family, life in general. It can feel chaotic. College basketball can feel chaotic. That's why Coors Light helps you find moments to reset and refresh whenever you need to hit it. Make sure you get an ice-cold Coors Light. It's cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. When it's time for a refresh, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. When you want to hit the reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart. All you got to do is go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I also want to shout out the Premier Members Credit Union. They are the bee's knees, and what's awesome about the Premier Members Credit Union is they're not a bank, so they do things differently, like putting their members first with high savings interest, lower loan rates. They're an organization that serves the community and the Colorado community in particular. With PMCU, you get local branches, friendly tellers, and the tools you need to save smarter, like their new high-yield savings account. Earn 5% APY on your first $2,000 with their reverse tier money market. Whatever your goals, they can help. PMCU is all about creating a better experience for their community. They have the tools to help you save smarter. When you become a new member at PMCU, you're going to get $200. That's awesome. You just got to open a checking account and sign up for e-statements. It's that easy. This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more. All right. First things first, because I don't want to make this whole thing about the officiating or anything like that. It was an ugly game from the Zebras both ways. It felt very similar to that game in Fort Collins, where I think there was like 35 personal fouls combined between the two teams in the second half alone. In this one, you have 50 foul calls. It was just tough. I felt like the officials did a really poor job of feeling the moment. These are veteran, experienced teams. They play physical. They were, you know, really pressuring each other. And I know you're trying to keep the game in check, but it just really made it tough to get any type of flow during certain stretches there. I'll be honest, I thought the Rams benefited from a couple of pretty poor calls early on in the first half, and then it felt like there was an emphasis to kind of get some makeup calls, for better or for worse. Eric Curry was not a good game for him. Certainly hope we do not see him in the NCAA tournament, but I was getting his screen time, that is for sure. I want to credit the resilience and the maturity of this group to kind of handle a tough situation there late at the end of the first half. You have a weird spot. I mean, you push the lead to 15 at one point, and then unfortunately, because you can't secure a rebound, they end up getting a three-point possession after that. You know, CSU, they're trying to make a half-court shot. Zay kind of ran into Davidson, it looked like. Maybe that would have been more of a foul than what he actually got called for. Really weird loose ball situation in which Isaiah, obviously one of the smartest players on the floor, picks up a call you almost never see, a really ticky-tacky call that gives them three more free throws at the end of the half there. I mean, that's a five-point swing. And with the way that Nevada came out in that second half and the 8-0 run, you know, you have the 10-point halftime lead and then bam, 8-0 run, it's a two-point game. With the way that the first half finished, I think it would have been really easy to lose your composure and to just kind of have it turn into a game where it was going to be really tight. And again, you got to credit Nevada for never laying down. They never went away up until the very bitter end, and that is a damn good team, man. Jared Lucas trying to cover him it's a lot like trying to cover Steph Curry, I got to imagine, just in the sense that he never stops moving. I want to give those guys some love because they are really, really good teams, but, you know, the Rams got them back tonight, and it felt good. I'll be honest. Being courtside, you know, you get to pick up on some stuff that you don't necessarily experience, like where we're at in Moby, just because you're so far away. You're not necessarily hearing some of the interactions with guys. You know, there was a lot of trash talk in this game, and I loved it. I loved that CSU came out with an edge, and they had a little bit of fuck you to them. Like, this is a team that had given you issues. This was a team that flexed on you after they beat you in your own home court. They took you out of the top 25, and now you get to return the favor. It felt very fitting. I mean, every time that CSU jumped into the top 25, at least in league play, it felt like a loss was, you know, right around the corner, and now you get to give Nevada a little bit of taste of their own medicine. They finally jumped into the top 25. Not for long, though. Not for long. Man, Jalen Lake to have 15 points in the first half, I cannot say enough about the performance that he had. And when you get nearly 30 between Joe Palmer and Jalen, like, you're not going to lose very much, especially when your stars are on. And I just think the Rams did everything necessary to earn victory in this one. I mean, you get great high-quality minutes out of the rotation, productive minutes. They're scoring. They're not just playing good defense. I mean, Jalen, he's always going to be a great on-ball defender. Josiah too, but to go 5 of 5 at one point in that first half, to have 15 points, made his first three threes, I mean, it's huge, and you just feel how much higher this team's ceiling is when you're not so reliant on just one or two options. When, you know, Zay is able to kick it out and they cash these threes, it stretches the floor, it opens up the spacing, now all of a sudden there's driving lanes. And that's what happened. You know, you hit those threes early. Now they got to come out and respect you. And then in that second half, I just felt like Isaiah was the maestro. The ball movement was awesome. They only had 9 turnovers, which was awesome. 50% from the floor, 35% from three. All good stuff. You only had 9 turnovers. You forced 15. You created 23 points off of those turnovers. That's winning basketball, as simple as that. Like, you know, it doesn't take a genius to understand that that is good. I thought Neat Clifford was as impressive in this game as we've seen all year. And it's, if you listen to the show, you know, I'm a huge fan. I just, the story to be a local kid, to, you know, be a former top 100 recruit and to go to see you and just not have it work out, frankly. Like, it just didn't work out. He needed a change of scenery. He signs with the rival, comes, and he's just elevated his game in such a major way. He had 3 blocks. All of them were very loud. 2 steals. And what's impressive was doing that in a game in which it was not very easy to make defensive plays because the refs were calling every little ticky-tacky thing. He did not let it deter him from bringing the physical presence that was necessary to combat a team like Nevada, who's never going to stop moving, who's never going to stop hunting those deep shots for Lucas, or, you know, a guy like Blackshear who can put it on the floor. And I thought Neek really gave all of those guys difficulty when he was on them. And then offensively, you know, he has 14 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists on 5 of 8 shooting. So to have a game in which you have 14 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 3 blocks and 2 steals, like, you're stuffing the stat sheet at that point. You're having a block party and everybody is invited. Blackshear might have poked the bear a little bit with Neek. Like I said, there was a lot of trash talking, and especially early on in the game, you know, like, those two are John back and forth. You know, can't repeat any of the things that they were saying for various reasons. But I loved that on a game where he got challenged by some of the best players in the league, Neek took that personally. And, you know, he really refused to lose in this one. And I just can't say enough good things about him. Isaiah Stevens was awesome in this one. He was so smooth in that second half. I just feel like his role as a facilitator, when this offense is functioning at its peak, it's so much fun to watch because you can never speed him up. You can never get him to not be at his own pace. He's always willing to make the right pass. He's always willing, you know, to reward the guy that cuts, to reward the open shooter in the corner or the guy who breaks out in transition. He just does all of the little things right. And I said it on the post-game show last night, like, this was a day where you needed your 2 best players to out-execute their 2 best players. And, you know, statistically speaking, Blackshear, he had 16 points and 6 of 9 from the field. That's a good day. Lucas, 18 points, 5 of 12 from the floor, only 2 of 7 from deep. Like, that's a great defensive showing. And you saw it late. You know, Lucas, he's trying to hit some of those threes at the end to get them back into it. CSU had none of it. They were swarming defensively. They're flying all over. The rotations are great. The switching was effective. I at this point, you know, I feel like I don't even remember when we got to have a game that was this much fun, but I honestly think this was the best that CSU has looked since the non-conference slate. Like, I think it's, you got to go back to the CU game, the dominant win over Creighton. It's been a while since we saw them function like this, and, you know, maybe this team has just turned a corner. You know, maybe now is the time we're going to see them kind of put it back together. And it's why I've never lost hope in this group, is you know that it's possible. You know that they're capable of doing this, of decisively beating a really good team with pro-level talent. And I've had so much fun this year, but it feels good to be validated to an extent. Like, you know, so many times when this team had their struggles, when people are jumping ship left and right, you know, making jokes, oh, this team's not even that good. Like, oh, do we even care if the coaches leave? And it was just so frustrating to me because when you're losing all these tight games, at some point it becomes really hard for me to argue and tell you you're wrong. But it didn't match what I was watching. Like, the offense, they were still getting good looks defensively. I've said it a million times this year, that this group has been as good as any CSU team on that end in the last, you know, 15, 20 years. So I knew that they could turn a corner. You have the veterans. I mean, your entire starting lineup is fourth, fifth, and sixth-year players. But you got to do it at some point. Like, knowing it's possible and actually going out and doing it are two different things. And in March, with the lights brightest, with, you know, an opportunity to really solidify your positioning in terms of, you know, NCAA tournament seeding, this team, they're going dancing. We already talked about all that last night. You don't have to worry about that. There's no bad losses you could take at this point that would hurt your resume enough to really impact you, but you could really make a statement here and potentially, like, jump a couple of seed lines if things work out your way. I mean, who knows? So much of this is going to come down to, like, what happens with some of the other conferences. And, you know, I'm not even sure what's happening on the New Mexico-Boise State game. So we'll see who the Rams end up playing tomorrow night. It's tough turnaround, obviously. It's a tough spot. We're going to get into all of that. Real quick, I do want to shout out our friends over at Game Time. Game Time, they make it easy to buy tickets. So many things in life are frustrating. So many things in life are inconvenient. Game Time, none of that. They take all of the BS service fees, the last-minute fees that you get hit with so many different sites. They throw all that out the window. The price you see is the price you get. You can get last-minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals. And with their lowest price guarantee, Game Time is going to guarantee that you will have the best deals. If you can find tickets in the same section, same row for cheaper, they'll credit you 110% of the difference. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use that code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account, redeem that code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today, last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Shout out to everybody that's locked in with us. I know it's late back home. I know it's been a crazy week with the snow and all that. I hope that everybody is safe out there, that everybody's doing okay, but it makes it a little bit sweeter when you get to sit inside and watch some high-level college basketball. And of course, I mean, I can't have it any better than I currently do. I'm literally in paradise, Circa Resort and Casino. It's Vegas's first ever adult-only casino resort. They check your IDs at the front, and then you're done. You don't have to show it every time that you want to drink, every time you want to gamble. If you're in there, you're 21. They know that. It's really cool. They've got 7,000 square foot casino with two levels, over 1,300 slots, 48 table games with dancing dealers, and of course, Stadium Swim, which is open 365 days a year. They've got heated pools. They've got cabanas that are heated. It got a little windy last night, but we couldn't tell because we're just chilling in the cabana, you know, watching a little basketball. It's been awesome. If you're coming out to Vegas anytime soon, if you're a Broncos fan, if you're a college basketball fan, you should be. If you're listening to this, book your stay with DNVR20 for 20% off. And the Circa Sportsbook app is available for download in Colorado. Circa Sports bets can be made only while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right, I'm going to pull up the Boise State score here. I've been going back and forth on which matchup I would rather have for CSU. I like physically how CSU matches up with New Mexico a little bit better. Just, you know, Degenhart, he, outside of Ladie, I think he's the most physically imposing offensive player in the Mountain West. Obviously, he had a great game in Moby, even with CSU taking that one. New Mexico, they're so athletic. They can get really hot from deep. You know, Dent and Mashburn and House and all those guys, that's a really good backcourt. I guess in my heart of hearts, I like the matchup with New Mexico a little bit better just because you're both playing your third game in 3 days. So you're on the same playing field there. And you have an opportunity to keep the revenge tour going, which is a lot of fun. Like, imagine if that is what this ends up being. You find a way to get the win over Nevada. You find a way to get revenge against a team like New Mexico, who, you know, beat you on a heartbreaker as well. And then who knows who you end up facing in the championship, but my gut is probably San Diego State because they're inevitable. They found a way to escape today by the just, man, UNLV should have had that one. But, you know, now you're getting to the point where everybody's played a couple games. Everybody is in rhythm. Usually you play better on your second and third day than you do day one. That was certainly the case with CSU today. But I'm just really looking forward to having another opportunity to watch this team play basketball, to watch this team, you know, improve their NCAA tournament resume. At this point, I'm just trying to kick back and enjoy the ride. Like, I've said it so many times over the course of the year, but it's all about your perspective. And when you understand that the things that this team, what they're doing is not normal. It's not what we have come to expect from this program over the years. And again, you know, where there's some really frustrating low moments, without a doubt. Could this team have finished higher in the Mountain West? Yes. Should they have? Probably. But, I mean, we're looking at a spot where you have teams like San Diego State and CSU who very realistically could be getting like the same type of seed in the NCAA tournament that they just got in the Mountain West tournament, because that's how good this league is. And this win really meant a lot. Like, I think beating a top 25 team like this and decisively, I mean, I know it ends up being a 7-point win, but you're really firmly in control throughout. That makes a lot of noise with the selection committee. People are paying attention right now. You know, I said it kind of jokingly last night that the Pac-12 tournament's right down the road. Nobody really cares because it's like, you know, Arizona, we'll see what happens there. And outside of that, Washington State's a fun story. CU is playing good ball of late. I do think KJ in the tournament would be fun to watch, just purely from a college basketball perspective. The Mountain West is as good as it gets. This is high major basketball. The atmosphere in the arena has been electric. And I think it's bringing the best out of these guys. I think they're really kind of buying into, you know, this is the postseason. This is March, you know, as the saying goes. And they're living up to the moment. And that's what you would want from a team like this. And I said it at the beginning of the conference slate when I was still riding high, and, you know, we're talking about, like, why can't they, you know, make a Final Four run and all that. The things to like about CSU, they're very, very translatable to the NCAA tournament. You've got a veteran point guard. You've got an entire veteran roster. You've got great continuity, ball movement. They can win in a variety of styles. And I just think this team has a real chance here, especially, you know, if they can kind of build a little bit more momentum, get a favorable draw. I think they could make some real noise and potentially, you know, do something historic. I don't know. We'll have to see. Again, like, we've got to get through tomorrow before we even worry about stuff like that. It's going to be a really tough spot, just in terms of what this week is going to take out of you. And that's kind of the dilemma that I've been going back and forth with. Ultimately, you want to win this thing. Like, at the end of that, that's what we're going for. That's what we would love to see. What's going to be really tough is you're going to play a late night game, basically tipping off at like 10 p.m. Mountain Time. And then you turn around if you win, and you're probably playing a team like San Diego State on about 15 hours worth of rest. I mean, it's a really tough spot for the league, for anybody that gets in that late night window. Again, one of the downsides of being the 7 seed instead of the 6 seed was you would have got to play, or instead of like the 5 seed was you would have got to play the earlier game, but that's not in your control. What is in your control is like how you go out, how you execute, to an extent, like how you approach it, I guess would be a better way to phrase that. I want to see this team make some more noise. I want to see them silence the haters, the people that mocked me for basically saying this is a great team despite the fact that they've had some struggles. And I really think that this entire season is going to be beneficial for CSU and the entire Mountain West, as we all got to kind of experience something different, which was getting the status and respect of a high major league. And who knows what the future holds? I will say that. I think there's going to be a lot of coaching turnover across the league, and, you know, CSU probably could be in that mix as well. Whether it be, you know, Nico Medved getting poached by a bigger school, or, you know, Ali Farokhmanesh could get poached by a bigger school as well. We'll cross those bridges when they come. Right now, I just want to focus on the moment. And I can't wait to see where this goes. Like, yes, there is a reality in which you go one and done in the NCAA tournament, and that would feel it'd be disappointing. It would. I mean, you'd have to see what happened. It's all situational, but I don't know. I'm starting to really think that they're going to do something special. And maybe that's me just riding the high of this big win. Maybe it's the lack of sleep. I certainly could use some, but I just can't wait to see what happened and what happens down the stretch. And I just can't say enough good things about this team, and what they were able to do and was awesome was it's a little bit of everybody. I mean, Joel Scott, he did foul out, but 11 points. There was a stretch where Nevada was kind of hanging around a little bit, and he had an offensive rebound, or he stole the inbound pass on the other, and then they go down offensively. He gets an offensive rebound, converts the putback, draws a foul, gets the and one, and hits that. So in 30 seconds, you get a steal, you get an offensive rebound, you get a putback, you get an and one, you make the free throw. There were a million little examples of that from everybody in this one, like Josiah Strong even. A guy, he only had 5 points. He's 2 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 5 from deep. The three he hit was loud, but he had a couple of transition scores. Zay, 15 points, 5 of 11 from the floor. He had 7 assists in that second half especially. I thought he did a great job of penetrating the defense. Nevada, at times, they tried to throw out some zones, and I think CSU was really patient in those instances. They would just, you know, make sure you had multiple ball reversals. Don't get too complacent that's not the right word. Don't get too stagnant, you know, and allow them to trap you. And different guys, as the game went on, they stepped up when their number was called. Joe Palmer had 12 points coming off of a 14-point game. Headband Joe doing his thing. Jalen Lake was 16 points. You know, Tavy Jackson played some good defense, even though, you know, he picked up 4 fouls in 7 minutes. I'm fine with that. One, that's how they're calling it. Two, I thought he came in and he can be a little bit more physical, I think, than some of the other guys out there. Just he's got length and he's quick. You know, Kyan did not play a ton in this one, only 1 minute. But of everybody that played at least 2 minutes, everybody but Tavy had at least 5 points. And honestly, Tavy's not out there for offense right now. He's out there to just eat some minutes and play good defense when, you know, you need guys like Neek, who had to go to the bench for 3 minutes with some foul trouble in the second half, to give him a breather, stuff like that. And you need that, though. You need to not have those killer stretches when a guy like Clifford or Stevens leaves the floor and all of a sudden it turns into like a 10-0 run the other way. I mean, there were times this season where that was the case, and it just really seems like this team is rounding into the right shape. I guess that's the best way to say it. Kind of going through some of the numbers here before we get out. You finished +2 on the glass, which was awesome. You have an 8-point advantage in the paint, +14 with bench points. You're +8 in second chance points. I mean, I'm trying to find something to nitpick here, and it's up 18 assists. You're +7 there. You had more steals than them. Nevada had more blocks, I guess. You would like to hit a few more of your free throws. 22 of 30, only 73%. Second day in a row where you haven't been stellar there, but when the game was on the line down the stretch, some guys stepped up and hit some big ones, knee concluded. Really loved how calm he was in that moment. You could just tell it didn't feel too big for him. It didn't look like he was going to puke or anything. You know, sometimes when a guy needs to go up and hit a pair, even guys that are good in those moments, you can see it in their eyes. They aren't built for it. Neek proved he's built for it with what he did in this game. Zay, we always knew he was built for it. He did his thing. This was a lot of fun. I cannot wait to see what happens. Looks like New Mexico pulled it out over Boise State. So, yeah, they are We get the rematch with the Lobos. Does the revenge tour continue? Can you limit how, how Jalen House is able to kind of create those big momentum plays? He gets steals. He takes charges. He hits really loud threes. Like, can you limit his impact? Donovan Dent is really good. Him and Toppin, they're young guys. They're really impressive. It feels kind of similar to what I said about Air Force, in a sense that, like, they've got a couple of guys they really lean on. This team is so much deeper. It's not a perfect comparison, but I just mean that you can live with one of those guys having a big game. Where it's going to get tough is if, you know, House goes off and then Dent has a big game and you still have to worry about Toppin and Osmiel, and they're a loaded team. But can you just make it a situation where, you know, you kind of limit their capabilities? Don't allow them to get out and run on you. When they're able to dictate the tempo, that team is really overwhelming. I'm excited. I think physically CSU matches up really well. Obviously, both games were good. You could have, maybe even should have, won in Albuquerque, won comfortably against them in Moby. Now we get round three. You know, can the revenge tour continue? We shall see. I'll be going live again tomorrow to preview that game against New Mexico more in depth. I cannot wait. We'll be here at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. They have been so awesome to us. I cannot recommend it enough. Book your stay with that code DNVR20. Save 20% off. This place is sick. It really is. It's been an awesome night. Thank you to everybody that tuned in to the late night show. We're going to keep it a little bit shorter tonight just because it's so late back home and the fact that we're going to turn around and preview the New Mexico game tomorrow. But I appreciate all of you guys so much for being locked in with us. Shout out to all the Ram fans that have, you know, been just so supportive when I've ran into you out here. Shout out to my guy Aaron Harris, great CSU fan, great friend of mine. We had a lot of fun last night. Hope we have a lot of fun tomorrow night watching the Rams. Maybe even pull out a dub and reach the championship game. We shall see. Shout out to Alyssa on the sticks, making our entire operation work so seamless. Much love, y'all. Always proud to be. Go Rams. Peace.
With the cuff khakis, wearing graphic tees, feeling way too trendy. Raps that kill, oh, I'm deadly. Primed and ready like machetes at a deli in New Delhi. Feeling scummy like Martin Scorsese. Turn jam into jelly, then drink it like juice. But water's the truth, so I sip on that too. Skinny looking kid with no car keys, like the only thing I drive is RCRV's. Got the stash like Steve Harvey. Oh, I'm gnarly like non-ferment.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.